name is James Merritt. I'm a commercial fisherman. I fish both Good News and Quinhog. I think if we don't fish this year, we're going to be hurting. Everybody's going to be hurting that's involved in the fisheries. And it caused a lot of stress among not just fishermen, but the families as well.
My name is Timothy Matthew, and I'm a commercial fisherman. And I've been commercial fishing for 7 years now, I think. And my main concern right now is we just need to fish. And it's going to be hard. He told me they're going to just cut my water and sewer next week because I was late last month. Because water sewer costs about $110 mm-hmm. or $120 a month. Mm-hmm. And then next week it's going to mound up to maybe about $600, and I got no way of paying for it.
My name is James Williams, and I'm a commercial salmon fisherman from Quinhog.
How long have you been fishing?
For 25 years, or since I was a little boy. The governor should declare the Kuskokwim area economic disaster for all the fishermen.
What do you think the disaster is here?
Everybody always pay for their bills, their electric bills, and their water bills for a whole year from commercial fishing.
Susan Brown, and I'm a commercial fisherman here at Quinhog. I've fished here for, I think, 8 years now. Usually we go shopping in Anchorage, but not this year. Okay. We don't have money for it this year.
My name is Henry Jones, Jr. I'm a Quinhog commercial fisherman.
How long have you been fishing?
Long as I remember.
Who taught you how to fish?
My dad and my late grandpa. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've been fishing subsistence and commercial most of my life. Now going down to my son, and he's learning how to subsistence fish, and was excited to go commercial fishing, but after we heard the news about no commercial fishing, he's been asking constantly when they're going to open up.
And what do you tell him?
We still never heard any news about it, but been hearing it's not going to open here. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to pay our motor loan, CVS loan, up to what? $4,500.
When did you realize that there wasn't going to be any commercial fishing?
Just recently. I was hoping for a commercial fishing, and I hope somebody will come up and buy fish here or something. That'd be a big good break.
My name is Jimmy Hanover, commercial fisherman and a crew member. I fished over 50 years now. Right now, I'm restless to see those fish down there in the river and down in the ocean, every day boiling all over. Wherever you go, everybody says there's lots of fish all the way over, including downriver to Platinum. That problem for us now is Coastal Villages Fund.